Welcome back to Last Touch Channel. My name is Anton Vjeltsin. I'm an attorney in the Southern District of California here in San Diego. Moving forward, I will try to engage more with my viewers by responding to your comments that you leave under my videos. Of course, I will prioritize those individuals who have subscribed and pushed that bell notification button because it shows me that you're willing to listen, you're more interested in engaging in conversation with me, and you're more likely to actually watch these responses on the YouTube or my podcast channel. Now, a few days ago, I published a video dealing with United States versus Nurber, which said that citizens have a Fourth Amendment protection against secret, hidden video surveillance by the government when they're in the hotel room of another. And even though the hotel room was rented by the government and the informants consented to the video surveillance, once those informants left the room, the defendants had a reasonable expectation of privacy that they were not going to be recorded by a hidden camera without their consent or a warrant. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at what one of my viewers has to say about this case, and I will respond generally to this comment.
Quick message from Law Stash. Are you charged with a crime? Or do you want to know your rights if stopped by police? Watch California attorney Anton Vjeltsin discuss legal cases from the Supreme Court, Ninth Circuit, and California state courts on the Law Stash YouTube page. Anton has handled hundreds of federal and state criminal cases, has an in-depth knowledge of the law, and has the best mustache ever. Subscribe to the Law Stash YouTube page. That's LawStache.
In response to a Nurber video, which I encourage you to watch first, and I will link it here above, so you have a better understanding of what we're talking about and why I'm responding to this particular comment. A viewer by the name of JOBR leaves the following comment. He starts off by saying that, as always, I love your videos, which of course I appreciate all the compliments. And I thank you for watching and encouraging me to publish more videos. This channel grows because of you. He leaves the following comment. As for this situation, I would disagree with the Court of Appeals because you do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy when you're in someone else's dwelling. This would mean that if I set up a video camera in my house and capture a burglar on it, then the video cannot be used because he did not consent. Here's how I respond. Just as a reminder, the Fourth Amendment protects you against unreasonable searches and seizures by the government, meaning that the Fourth Amendment does not restrict private citizens. And under the private search doctrine, if a private citizen finds evidence of a crime after conducting a search of your person, house, papers, or effects without a warrant, the government can in fact use that evidence against the defendant in criminal proceedings. If the private citizen shares the information with the government can then conduct their own search, but it has to be limited in scope, the same as the private search. If they find any evidence beyond that private search, that evidence should be supported by a warrant, or the government has to rely on some other exception. There's only one caveat to this. The private citizen cannot be conducting searches under direction or invitation of the government, but purely private searches are not restricted by the Fourth Amendment. So back to the Nurber video, there we're dealing with the government that's conducting a private surveillance after installing a camera in a hotel room. So we're not dealing in a situation that JOBR says in his comment. As to the second part of JO's comment, he writes, as for the audio, that only applies to wiretaps and transmissions and in some states in public, but not in areas that are under control of another person or agency who records for safety reasons or security reasons. Now, this is absolutely correct. The statute that I mentioned in Nurber dealt with wiretaps and audio recordings conducted by the government. So again, I think the Ninth Circuit did a good job comparing how we treat audio recordings by the government, and that in fact we have a statute that prohibits the government from recording an individual without at least consent of one person on that recording, versus how we treat video surveillance. And even though we don't have a statute that pertains to video surveillance, the Ninth Circuit says that you still have a reasonable expectation of privacy against being recorded without your consent when you are in someone else's hotel room. So thank you so much for leaving these comments on my videos, and I encourage others to do the same, and I will try to answer to as many as I can. Thanks for watching my YouTube channel and subscribing and hitting that bell notification button. And if you're listening to the podcast version on Audible or Spotify, please give it a 5-star review rating. And before I forget, if you're interested in purchasing one of these t-shirts that says "Do not arrest this person," go on my website at lostash.com/merch. And during the month of December of this year, if you put in the code THANKS2022, you will receive a 10% discount. Thanks for watching.